From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A day after the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister in downtown Beirut, many are implicating Syria in the attack. Today, the State Department did not go so far as to blame Syria for the car bomb that killed Rafiq Hariri and 14 other people yesterday. But the U.S. did recall its ambassador from Syria for urgent consultations. We'll have more on the U.S. response in a few minutes. First to Beirut, where Lebanon's interior minister said today the attack was probably carried out by a suicide bomber who drove a car alongside former Prime Minister Hariri's vehicle. Reporter Nicholas Blanford writes for the Christian Science Monitor from Beirut. He says the attack has revived memories of Lebanon's civil war of the 1970s and 80s.
The country is in a state of shock, and that was quite clear. There is an official three-day period of mourning. The Lebanese opposition have called for a three-day general strike. The streets were basically empty in Beirut. They're normally thronged with traffic, but the only people out and about really today were the supporters of Rafiq Hariri. They were driving around in convoys, their cars plastered with pictures of Mr. Hariri, sounding the horns. There were a few impromptu demonstrations around Beirut, and particularly in Sidon, which was his hometown, Mr. Hariri's hometown in South Lebanon. There was a large crowd of mourners gathered at the site of the blast, which has been sealed off by the Lebanese military. And there were people there who were crying. Some were putting flowers on the side of the road. And the country is in shock. Everything is closed down. The shops are all closed, businesses, ministries, and so on. And there is a sense of trepidation about, you know, what is going to come next.
The demonstrators that you mentioned, there's an anti-Syrian cast to these protests, as I understand it.
Absolutely. Normally, in the past, the vocal anti-Syrian activists, the people that have taken to the streets, have tended to be, by and large, Lebanese Christians, young students and the like. What has been particularly noticeable about the demonstrations of the past 24 hours is that they were predominantly Sunni Muslims, the same sect that Rafiq Hariri belonged to. And in Sidon, which is a very strong Sunni Muslim town, the sentiment was extremely anti-Syrian. And the Syrian laborers were attacked by mobs. The headquarters in Beirut, the Ba'ath Party, the Lebanese branch of the Ba'ath Party, which rules Syria, was attacked last night by Lebanese demonstrators as well. So there's a very, very strong anti-Syrian sentiment on the streets at the moment.
What about the president, Emil Lahoud? He is backed by Syria. He was a rival of Mr. Hariri. What is his position at this point?
Well, he has offered the pro-former statement condemning the assassination and offering his condolences to Hariri's family. Otherwise, he's keeping a fairly low profile. The Hariri family have said that they do not want any representatives of the Lebanese government at Mr. Hariri's funeral, which is set for tomorrow morning. They are calling for a big popular demonstration. So I think that the Lebanese government has been weakened, certainly in terms of popular opinion, popular sentiment, by Hariri's death. And by and large, they're keeping a fairly low profile at the moment.
And the opposition seems to be quite open in blaming Syria for this. Mr. Hariri's own son, appearing alongside opposition members today, said the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. They openly blamed Syria and the Lebanese government for Hariri's death, and they called for the dismantling of the Lebanese government and the three-day general strike. I think that if anyone thought that Hariri's death was going to cow the Lebanese opposition, then they were mistaken. They say they're going to redouble their efforts, that there is no going back on the path that they've chosen to tread.
Nicholas Blanford, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Nicholas Blanford writes for the Christian Science Monitor from Beirut.